holy, holy, holy. Can you say that? Holy, holy, holy.
Holy, 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 holy. Yeah.
Lord God Almighty, who was and is, and is to come. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, who was and is, and is to come. Just imagine that you stand before the throne, okay? So just close your eyes. I can feel. I can feel that presence. Ooh. Ooh. Hallelujah. Ooh, Shabba. Oh, more, Lord. Would you double it right now, Lord? Would you increase your presence? Oh, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Misty Edwards would sing, "What do the angels see? What do the angels see? What do the four creatures see when they look at God? Lord, what do the angels see? What do the angels see? What do the angels see?" What makes them cry out, holy? I want to know. We want to know. We need to know. The body of Christ needs to know. Lord, what do they see, Lord, when they see you? Why do they cry, holy, Lord? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Because that's what they actually do. It's like they see God and they're like, whoa, whoa, that's what I do. God, and you hide yourself, you cover yourself for us to search out, God, and you stir a hunger and you stir a thirst for righteousness. Just speaking it out, the four creatures of God, what do you guys see? When you see what you see, why do you cry out, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come? What is stirring? Why do you cry? Why the thunders? Why the lightnings? What is going on in heaven? God. Revelations 4, verse 8. And the four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within. And they do not rest day or night. Can you imagine? Six wings, eyes all around. They're staring at God. They see the glory. You guys see the glory. Wow, what a place. Can you imagine? What a place. And they cry, holy, kadosh. Whoa. So who are these living creatures? And there's something with the living creatures. Don't expect a teaching or something, but I feel God wants to bring revelation, okay? So I don't even know what I'm talking about, but it's just like, oh, God. It's like encircling. You know, God says something in, let me go to Psalm 89. Psalm 89, and it says in verse 7, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, the Kodarshum, and to be held in reverence by all those around him, around God, around the throne, encircling. It's like God is the center of the universe. It's like everything is encircling around him. Everything. God, Jesus is the center of the universe. And Jesus is in the Father. Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit, they're one. And then you have the four creatures, and just imagine it's like they are around the throne of God with six wings, and they guard. It's like they guard. Glory of God. And they say, holy, holy, holy. Perfect, perfect, beautiful, pure, perfect. Whoa. And it's like, you know, what they see, they see the glory, and then they release, holy, holy, holy. And it's like what they see, what they experience, the revelation they have from the heavens, it goes into the earth. So the governance of God, the first response, it's like the first reaction, it's like the cherubim. And they do not rest day or night. And they say, holy, holy, God Almighty. And remember, you know, when Abraham, he was encountering God, he encountered El Shaddai, God Almighty. Remember? So there's this manifestation of the Lord God Almighty, El Shaddai. El Shaddai. God Almighty. God Almighty, reflecting his presence, his glory, his almighty power, his governing, his rulership into the earth. And so then they have four faces, but it seems to be that they turn, okay? Can you imagine that? So they have four faces. But so somehow, constantly, this is what I believe, this is my personal conviction, that they constantly reflect one of the faces. So this is lion, yeah? There's the eagle. And here's the ox, and here's the man. Constantly reflecting those four things. And why does that matter? Because of what I talked about this morning. Because already we said lion is the king. You agree with me? Okay. So the kingship of Jesus. The eagle is the prophet. The ox is the burden bearer, is the apostle. And the man is the priest. So what is shifting? Because we had a priesthood at the time, a man-made priesthood. It was the priesthood of Zadok, Levi, the Levites, and the other one, Aaron. And what did it do? It represented men unto God. Yeah? But what God is doing right now, when we read Revelations 1, we are a royal priesthood. A royal priesthood. A royal priesthood. Yeah? So, this is the priesthood after the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek did not present man to God. His priesthood was eternal. So, who was Melchizedek? I can write a book about it. Maybe I will. But Melchizedek was not a human priest. And I just will put my quarter in the discussion. I don't think he was Christ. I think he was an angelic being, a created being, but not from the earth. He was not a son of man. Interesting. Yeah, he was not a son of man. He was different. You have the man in white linen. You have the angels. There are so many angelic beings. Melchi, king. Zadok, yeah, tzaddik of righteousness. Okay, I won't. Maybe I go there, but I won't. Okay, so we have the priesthood. There is another priesthood that is being installed. And it's the priesthood after the order of Melchizedek. Again, king and righteousness, the king of righteousness. And this order of Melchizedek, this is what I believe, will represent the four faces of God. So we are meant to reflect the four faces of Jesus. So the four Gospels, they reflect the, yeah? So maybe one of you, Matthew, which of the faces of God does it reflect? I think the king, yes. Yeah? Then we have John, is the eagle. Yeah? Then we have Luke. Yeah? Man. And then ox, Marcus. Okay? So, again, even in the Word of God, where Jesus reveals, yeah, in the Gospels, there's the four faces of God. So when we follow Jesus, when we start to reflect, because the Bible says we go from glory to glory. We change into the image that we behold. We become like Jesus. We don't become Jesus because Jesus is Jesus. He's the Son of God. But we become sons. We start to reflect the Lord's glory with unveiled faces. Moses, he had to feel his face. But we with unveiled faces. Now, many times I said to God, God, is not fair because I don't see anything. What, if Moses had that glory and he had to cover his face, but we with unveiled faces, we reflect the Lord's glory, why don't we see that? What is missing? On again? Yes. So what is missing in the body of Christ then? Something is wrong, isn't it? Or something is hidden. So, oh, now I see you clear. I thought, why is it so fake? It's my glasses. So God wants that the four faces of God, as you walk towards the face of God, towards his panim, his faces, you start to reflect the Lord's glory, right? So there's a secret that I'm searching out. It's like, you know, it's like you want to find the entrance of the curtain, and you feel, and you feel, and you feel, and you feel. Like the first day, I tried to find the way in here. You know, you go like, no, 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 no. You know it's there. You know it's there because you've been through it, yeah? So I know this is there. I know it's there for you. I know it's there because this is going to bring the prophetic to a whole different ballgame. Yeah? Because God, as we read this morning, Ephesians 4, God wants to bring us to the full measure of sonship. Not again, but we walk into the full measure of the son We become like Jesus. We become like him. And like Paul says, you know, not that I have already got it, but I'm yearning, I'm craving, I'm running after him. I'm running after Jesus. I'm running. I want to know. Because I want not only to be conformed to his death, but also to conform to the power of his resurrection. What do you think happened to these angelic beings if they only for 5 minutes, they come, when you come in that presence, this is not only the light of his glory, it is creative light. So constantly they see the designs. There are blueprints. They gaze upon the books of heaven. They gaze in the face of God. And in the face of God, they see the books of heaven open. They see the mystery that God has with humanity. They see, I mean, the mystery, the plans, the blueprints about the galaxies, eternity. They see the resurrected Christ, and they're full of wonder. In the center of the throne, in the center of the throne, there is the Lamb slain for the foundation of the earth. And so they're looking. I mean, these are not reborn beings. Do you understand that? These are angels. They are like, whoa! I do not understand, but whoa! This is perfect. So we are invited in this atmosphere, in this presence. This is what I crave for. So when I worship, this is what I want. We walk into his face and we become blameless. Again, then we'll see, you know, from all eternity. Ephesians 1. Blessed be the Lord God and Father. I started with it yesterday. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. With every spiritual blessing. It's there. With every spiritual blessing. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. Wow. You know, that I can get over that one. Just think about that. Before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy. And wait a minute. So who's holy? The creatures say, holy, holy, holy. But we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Before him. Before him. Come on.
Oh my God. Woo.
Without blame before him. Blameless. In love. In love. Blameless in love. Come on. Do you get it? This is good news. This is Jesus. This is the kingdom. In love. Blameless. So many of us struggle having predestined us to the adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. Thank you, Jesus. To the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the beloved. I mean, we have here the mystery. This is a mystery. And God invites us, come before me. When you worship, this is it, man. Whew. Holy, holy. That's why Vitsa, why do you sing holy, holy so much? Because the four creatures sing holy, holy. So when you worship, Lord, I worship, Lord. Lord, give revelation. Lord, I worship you, the ox. Lord, I worship you, Lion of Judah. Lord, I worship you, the man, the Lamb of God that was slain. Whew. The Lamb. John saw Jesus. Behold, there's the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. He saw something. What do we see? What do we see? We have to ask ourselves the question. What do I see? Why do I not see? You know, I get so many emails, which I don't see. What if? Wasn't it Mother Teresa? She fell in love with Jesus, and then for the rest of her life, she lived in the dark night of the soul. She never felt his love ever, ever again till the day she died. And she never regretted it for one moment. What if God gives you such a revelation for 5 minutes and then takes it away and seals himself and hides himself for the rest of your life? And you yearn for the one you love the rest of your life and to never, never, never feel nor experience him ever again. That's suffering, man. She went through something. I don't know where she is now. She's with Jesus. Just to the fullness, enjoying his presence and his love. We live in a Western mindset. You know, we rejoice and we celebrate when somebody has a revelation. We should celebrate as well when somebody has not a revelation. Do you understand this? Celebrate and honor the fact when somebody goes through the process and says, my eyes are closed because of whatever, maybe trauma or whatever. I don't see you, Lord. That's okay. It's okay. We don't know what's going on at the other side of the veil. You don't know what's going on in the heart of Jesus when somebody is like, Lord, 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 I yearn for you, but I don't see you. And when Jesus responds, but I see you. Yeah. Lord, I don't feel you. Yes, but I feel you. We don't understand the heart of God. So, Father, just pray, Lord, that I'm preaching to myself now, okay? That's why I get so emotional and I want to cry. Because I want this in my life. So just, for me, this is very precious. I guess I give something of myself to you guys. This is my passion. This is my passion. So what we need is this unfeeling. The veils be taken away. And when the veils are still there, never regret it. The price to pay. I really believe that God wants to really, 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 really deal with the narcissistic because the mindset. Because here there is no place for narcissistic mindset, I can tell you. Here it's all about Jesus. Here it's all about the fear of God. Here it's all about the fear of God. Here it's all about his love. Burning fire, fire, the fire of God. So God is inviting you just as he chose us in him, just as he chose you in him. Before the foundation of the world. Wait a minute. Vitsa, do you mean that God chose me before the foundation of the world? Yes. Wait a minute. So you mean that God was thinking about me, I mean, a zillion years ago? Before time began, you were already in his heart. So that means that you are very important to him. You have no idea who you are in the face of God. He loves you very, very, very much. And God is awesome. We are to serve this awesome God, the kingdom. You understand that the kingdom, the word the kingdom, gets a total different dynamic? Ooh. Hey, beat me up, Scotty. Woo! Come on. Wow. So without blame before him in love. Wow, 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 wow. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a lamb as well. So you have the lion and you have the lamb. Yeah. So it's, but of course, when Jesus manifests himself in the midst of the throne, he's the lamb. Yeah. So it's so Jesus. I mean, I heard a few times. I mean, who saw the face of the lion? Yeah, you saw one of the faces of God. Okay. So I could have said, let's go close our eyes and look at the eagle. So when the eyes of the eagle penetrate you, I don't know what happens, you know? And what about when we look at Jesus as the man, as the lamb that was slain? So we did. So we saw at least two faces, yeah? And we have the ox, the burden bearer, the apostles. So I believe to walk in fullness, we need the fullness of this. This morning I said, you know, many want to be, they call themselves apostle, but they are not apostles. They walk as kings. And it's almost like, how do you say that? Well, you know, you should be the burden bearer, but you're just sitting on the throne. And it sounds contradicting because I told this morning, I want you to sit on the throne. But if this is not balanced with this, because it's two faces of God, then there's no balance. Yeah? So we, many of us want to be a king, but we don't want to serve. Do you understand what I mean? We want to live, but we don't want to die. Dying to self. It's the humanity of Christ, the Son of Man, the prophet, to deal with sin and judgment. So we don't like the judgment part. We love the ruling part. But the power. No, we don't like this. Okay, skip this. Okay, skip. Skip, we go, suffering, no, burden, no, we all want. So there's something there, but we need, when we have the four faces of God, okay, actually this is quite a simple teaching, isn't it? Yeah? So we need the four aspects of the face of Jesus, of the character, of the humility of Jesus Christ, of the Father, our Father in heaven. He's awesome, but he's humble. Our Father is a humble Father. He's not like the ones we knew. Can we trust the lion? Yeah, but he can do unexpected things. The eagle. When he starts flying high, oh, that's far out of our comfort zone. So expect, when we approach this, I mean, this morning we were flying like eagles, right? Who was flying like an eagle? Yeah, you were flying like an eagle, okay. Many of us. So he wants to teach us to, but in the midst of the, he's teaching us stuff. And he's judging stuff inside of us, our deepest motivations. When we see the glory, what we gaze upon, God wants to purify us, blameless in love. Then, of course, God wants to cut covenant. So what Abraham did, when he fought with the kings, there was warfare. And then there was this manifestation of Melchizedek in the earth. And then Melchizedek brought bread and wine. Bread and wine. And so that was like the precursor of the Lord's Supper. And then Abraham gave a tenth, a tithe of what he got from all these kings. And he sowed it. He tithed it. I'm almost like, get another drink. cutting covenant. So how do we do that? What if we would present ourselves in his presence and say, Lord, here am I. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. If we need the face of God, when Christ is our head, then there would be this manifestation of the four heads. Okay, let's, okay. Yeah, the ox, the lion, the eagle, and the man. It's Christ. He's the head, okay? So when we present ourselves before the Lord, yeah? Let's go to Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. When we come before the Lord and we present ourselves as living sacrifices. Agree? So are you dead? No, you're alive. Like a lamb to the slaughter, yeah? So you go as a lamb, Romans 8. So what happens first? When you present yourself, the lamb was brought to the priest, the head was cut off. Because Christ is our head. Then the feet are cut off, because this has to do with our walk. So the way we think, the mind of Christ, the way we walk, and the way we handle the hands, your hands. And then we are caught in two. So what happened when Abraham caught covenant with God? He had these sacrifices. And he cut them in two. And he put them side by side. Yeah. Two pieces, yeah, but the mire and the bone was in the middle, yeah. So the whole structure laid out, several creatures. And then at night, the fire of God, the torch, yeah, the fire of God came through that. So what God wants to do with us, when we look upon God, we are in his presence, in the kingdom, yeah. We stand in the fire. The Bible says in Daniel, there is a fire, like a lake of fire before the throne of God. Don't think there's fire in hell only. There's fire in heaven as well. Come on. So the fire needs to come through this. And the fire is your DNA. In the core is your DNA. And the sword comes through your DNA. And your DNA is like the Jacob's ladder. Okay? So Isaiah 40 says, like eagles, we mount up like eagles. They go like this into the mountains. What does it look like? It looks like DNA. So it's your DNA string in your blood, in the marrow, in the bone. So when you're cut into the fire, goes in, the fire of the covenant. And what I believe, prophetically, the fire is coming. The fire is coming, yeah? It's the fire of Elijah. The spirit of Elijah is coming. And it's going to be, because it draws the children to the Father. First of all, it draws us to Daddy. But then also in the generations of the people, it draws the children to the Father and the Father to the children. Isn't that awesome? So it's like we become one. So when I sing most holy song that is sung in Israel, Adonai Elohim, Elohim, Adonai Echad, the Lord your God, hear O Shema Israel, the Lord your God is one, unison, union. Romans 8 verse 1 in the Passion Translation says something very, very, very special. It says something like this: there is no longer any condemnation to those. There is no case. Yes, exactly. The case is closed for those who are in life union with Christ, the Anointed One. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Life union. So God wants us to be in life union, where you are crucified with Christ. So when you present yourself, Romans 12, you present yourself as a living sacrifice. Lord, here I am. Your head goes off. Jesus is your head. It's no longer I that lives, but Christ lives in me, right? So I'm crucified. My hands, my feet, they're cut off. So my walk and talk, everything, the way I think, I present it before you. Lord, I want to make covenant. Psalm 50 says something very special about that. He says, all these scriptures just pop up in my head, okay? So that's why I mention them. Sometimes I don't know what it says, but in this case I do. Gather my saints together to me, those who have made covenant with me by sacrifice. Let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Woo! Come on. The mighty one, it starts in Psalm 51. I'm just going to declare it here. I love it. The mighty one, God the Lord, has spoken and called the earth. From the rising of the sun to its going down, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God will shine forth. Our God shall come and shall not keep silent. A fire shall be for him. Hello? Did I talk about the fire? Fire! There is fire before him. There is a fire that comes when you stare into the face of God. See, the thing is, we cannot see God and live. Something has to die. So when you pray, Lord, I want to see you, you're actually praying to die. Because the Bible says you cannot see God and live. Glory. So pray this, Lord, I want to see you. And then God responds, then you must die. Yes, Father, gladly. Get it? In Christ. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together to me, those who have covenant with me by sacrifice. Hallelujah. When we present ourselves, we cut covenant. Yeah? Do you have a covenant with Jesus? Jesus, we are crafted, in Israel, because of the promises made to Abraham, so the covenant of Abraham. Then you have the covenant of David. There's many covenants. You have the covenant of the blood of Jesus. But when we want to become one, we want to cleave on Jesus. When we are one, we're one in spirit. But somebody has to make room. And it's not Jesus. Do you understand this? This is crucial. Somebody must make room. I lose. He wins. And it shouldn't be a battle, but honestly, it is. It is a battle. Because nobody likes to die. Still have to meet him. Those who really joyfully like to die. It's not in our nature. We want to live. When you're on the water, it takes long enough. You want to go up because you want to live. Yeah? That's the way you're wired. So you have to be nuts to go into heavenly places and face God's glory, because you have to die. You have to be suicidal. Prophetically, you go into the presence of God and you burn to crisp. And that's what I want. I want the fire to burn. I want to be a walking altar. This is the fire. So the fire goes through the DNA. The fire goes in the bones. So I believe that the open heaven that Jacob saw was the DNA, where the angels went along his DNA from the heavens into the earth. And something new was birthed. That's Bethel. And he said, oh my goodness, it's awesome. It's really awesome. Okay, what time is it? Okay, all fine. Yes. Okay. So you guys get this?
Yes.
Well, I don't. I don't. I really don't. I won't. Yes. I'm honest, okay? I'm sharing something. You know, it's very dear to me. But I'm like, I'm craving. When this starts to manifest on the earth, what are we going to get? You know, we get the burning ones. I remember Patricia Bosma from Canada. She was talking about the burning ones, you know. There's going to be a day when they will say, you remember when the fire came? You remember when the fire came? Yeah, I remember when the fire came. I believe the day is coming when the fire will come. And everything will be different. But the fire will come. Are you ready to be one of the burning ones? Because we are supposed to go just like John the Baptist. Yeah, if we are forerunners, we go before his face. We are sent out before his face. Wait a minute. So we can walk into his face and we can walk from before his face. There's a big difference. So most of us that call themselves forerunners, we just I'm a foreigner. But you know, John the Baptist, he was the greatest. Yeah? But when we are born in the kingdom of God, even a child is bigger than that. But oh man. If John the Baptist had to go, what will we endure? What will he go through? And so I just pass this on. Because this is not for the feeble. This is not for the weak-hearted. Do you guys understand? This is, I pray that all of you, or maybe some of you, will pick up the baton and run with this. Amen? Let's wait on the Lord for a minute. Gather my saints. Gather my saints. Gather my saints together before me. Bring them around me. Where is my council in the Netherlands? Where is my council in Germany? Where is my council in Europe? Where are those who are gathered around me, who are willing to sacrifice anything, to stand in the storm, in the eye of the storm? Where are those who are willing to risk everything to reflect the four faces of God? Where are those who want to be sent out before the face of God into the earth? Church is changing rapidly. And so if you want to plant churches, If you want to plan hubs is a word that is very hip at the moment to use. Hubs, we plan the hub. And of course, one hub is more beautiful, better than the other hub. You know, a very special hub, a very special place. But the face of the church is going to change rapidly. So how do you do this? How will you model this wherever you go? It only needs one who will obey Christ and go all the way. Are you willing to go all the way and sacrifice your life, live to the fullness for Christ? Live for the fullness. And just like the Apostle Paul, go for the prize. The crown of righteousness, the crown of glory. Amen. Because we cannot do it ourselves. But there is always a choice. There is always a yes or a no. There's always a willingness. And God will, even in our weakness, because I talked about it. You know, we want to see his glory, but it's veiled. Yeah?
Well, we were discussing if I should share it or not, but I share it anyway. During this morning when we were flying with the eagles, I saw that a lot of people were flying, but not me. I saw something different. It started with a picture like how we are sitting here in a half circle. But we were on the sea of glass, and we were presenting ourselves before God. And each of us had an angel standing behind us. And they received a scroll, and the scrolls were unlocked. So every angel stood with a scroll, and it was like unlocked, and so it opened up. So everybody could see the scroll, and on the scroll was like a shield, like if you have like a royal shield or like a family has a family shield, something like that. And I just really sensed that there were layers in that shield, because I saw hearts and... But I also saw something like the colors of the gems that the high priest had on his breastplate. And it kind of reflected the attributes of Christ in each one's lives, which was already present. And it was like the angels showed the Father, and of course he knows, but it was like a display to the Father and to the spiritual world, that the authority that we had. And I just feel that in this afternoon, when we're going to pray also for impartation, I just really feel that it is not a final thing that was showed. It was where you are now and what God has done through your life till now, and there's even more to come. So I couldn't see... like everybody's shield. I don't need to see it, but there were some things on it, and it was like things could be added. And I just really feel also for this afternoon that when we pray, just receive. I just so feel God's heart, that he wants to bring more of his heart on that shield that reflects who you are and your identity in him. And then Vitsa started about sitting on your throne, on your mountain. And I really think that has to do with that as well. And so, yeah, Father, I just really want to pray that I just feel that we need to see that scroll for ourselves. And Father, just show us. You showed it's like a display in the spiritual world. And it's like being aware of our identity. And Father, thank you for everything that you have already given us, Father, that is already established in our lives. Our identity, it has to do with our calling, it has to do with our character, it has to do with the attributes of Jesus. And Father, we are just open to receive more. And Father, I just pray that you open our spiritual eyes and to be able to see and to receive and to understand and totally embrace it. Open our eyes, God. And when Witsa said, we are happy that our names are written in the book of life. And when you read Matthew 5, 6, and 7, it says that you may be sons of your Father. And Father, thank you for just releasing that sonship in us. Father, that you are so eager to develop sonship in us. And like we've said this prayer maybe so many times, God, I allow you to do anything in my life that is necessary to bring forth the Son in us. And we want to say yes to that. We want to say yes. So, Father, we are expectant. And show us, God.